This is Akashvani. The news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated, laid the foundation stone and flagged off various development projects worth more than 830 crore rupees in West Bengal and flagged off three Amrit Bharat trains connecting Kolkata with other parts of the country. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister said all these central projects will accelerate the development of West Bengal. He highlighted that for a developed India, the development of eastern India is essential and the Union Government is continuously working with this goal. He said his two-day program in Assam and West Bengal has strengthened this resolve. The Prime Minister observed that Bengal has immense potential for waterways and the Union Government is working on this as well. He said these are the pillars on which West Bengal can be developed into a major hub of manufacturing, trade and logistics.
Aaj Bharat mein hum multimodal connectivity aur green mobility par bahut bal de rahe hain. Seamless transportation sambhav ho sake iske liye port, nadi jalmarg, highway aur airports in sabhi ko aapas mein connect kiya ja raha hai. Isse logistic cost aur transportation mein lagne wale time dono mein kami aa rahi hai. Hamari koshish ye bhi hai ki hamare transport ke madhyam nature friendly bhi ho.
The Prime Minister laid the foundation stone of the extended port gate system at Balaghar, including the Inland Water Transport IWT terminal and a road overbridge. He also launched a state-of-the-art electric catamaran in Kolkata. The vessel will support urban river mobility, ecotourism and last-mile passenger connectivity along the Hooghly River. The Prime Minister also inaugurated the Jayarambati Borogobindnathpur Moinapur new rail line and a new train service between Moinapur and Jayarambati. Later, addressing a public rally in Singur, the Prime Minister said the central government is consistently working to support the youth, farmers and women of West Bengal. He stated that several welfare schemes launched by the centre are aimed at improving livelihoods and creating opportunities across the state.
Balaghad mein banne wala एक्सटेंडेड पोर्ट गेट सिस्टम हुगली और आसपास के इलाकों के लिए नए अवसरों का द्वार खोलेगा. इससे कोलकाता शहर में ट्रैफिक और लॉजिस्टिक का दबाव कम होगा. गंगा जी पर जो जलमार्ग बना है उसके जरिए कार्गो मूवमेंट और बढ़ेगा. ये पूरा इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर हुगली को वेयरहाउसिंग और ट्रेडिंग हब बनाने में मदद करेगा.
Union Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju claimed that Trinamool Congress, TMC, is destroying the constitution of the country. Reposting a post of BJP West Bengal on his social media account, the minister alleged that they are taking away the basic rights of Indian citizens and protecting the illegal migrants. The minister also urged that everyone must protect the constitution of India. Nominations for the election of the Bharatiya Janata Party's national president are scheduled to be filed tomorrow, according to the poll schedule released by party's national returning officer K. Lakshman. Nominations can be filed between 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. The scrutiny of nomination papers will take place between 4 p.m. to 5 p.m., followed by the window for withdrawal of nominations, which will remain open till 6 p.m. After the completion of the nomination process, if required, polling will take place on Tuesday. Government has debunked a video circulating on social media which claims that legal minimum wage will not be determined under the Viksit Bharat Guarantee for Rozgar and Ajivika Mission Grameen Act. The fact-check unit of the Press Information Bureau has informed that the viral claim is misleading. The unit added that there will be no reduction in the wage rate paid to workers and legal guarantee of employment will continue as before. In men's cricket, New Zealand set a target of 338 against India in the third and final ODI in Indore. For India, Arshdeep Singh and Harshit Rana took 3 wickets each. However, centuries from Daryl Mitchell and Glenn Phillips took New Zealand to 337 for 8. Mitchell stuck his second consecutive century of the series, scoring 137 off 131 balls with 15 fours and 3 sixes. And that is the end of this news bulletin.